Well, this should be part two of Ronan and I making dinner, but part one's not uploading, so it might never happen. I'll be really fed up if it doesn't. Because Ronan's making Mediterranean chicken in the oven with rosemary potatoes and steamed vegetables, which were red pepper, carrot, tomatoes, onions. What else?
Ginger.
Tomatoes. Onion. I think I said that. Onion, I said all that. Then he's having peas and a corn on the cob, and I've made fish pie. And it's just about to go in the oven. And then I will clear up the kitchen, put the corn on the cobs on, wash up what I can so far, and feed the dogs. So I'm just going to pause this and see if that other damn thing's uploading yet. Okay, it's now about 20 minutes later, and that's how long it's taken to upload the last boo, because we had to do all sorts of tricks to get it to upload. I had to close the app about 20 times, turn my phone off, and then when the phone came back on, it started to upload. 1%, 2%, 3% queue for upload. 1% queue for upload. 1% queue for upload. 1%, 2%, 3% queue for upload. So I turned the app off again with app switcher, put it back on, and then it's very slowly uploaded. I haven't listened to it, I don't know what it sounds like. But we have moved on. Ronan's dinner is nearly done. He's just doing his corn on the cob in the microwave, because it says you can. I was going to have corn on the cob with our dinner, but decided not to. We're just going to have fish pie with peas. And the fish pie has now gone in the... Oh, I don't know, how long has it been in there? About 5 minutes, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's been in there about 5 minutes. I put it in for about 40. And then the peas are done in the steamer already. And then while that's cooking, I will clear up the kitchen. See if you can find... Can you turn that down a bit, please? Because I feel like I'm really shouting over the microwave, the phone. The dishwasher's finished now, that's one thing. See if you can find Crew Love.
Mm?
Crew Love.
Love.
Yeah. Crew Love. And then I'm just going to open the dishwasher and let it cool down a bit.
You can actually have bowl of cereal, actually.
Shut up. Let the warm air out, and then in a minute I'll unload that and wash up what I need to wash up, like the steamer, the saucepans.
Oh, I like this
one. No, put Crew Love on.
Yeah, this is it.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Did you miss the beginning of? I've got a version where it doesn't cut that out.
No,
it says a room full of
it.
A room full of niggers. I'm quoting from a song. It says, "A room, what are you bothering for me for? There's a room full of niggers." But it cuts it out and you just hear a room full of it. Trouble is, it's not a very good recording on YouTube, because mine's the same. Oh, isn't it? Well, it must be just generally not a very good recording of the song then, because it sounds the same. What's that on?
SoundCloud.
Oh. I like this song.
And this one's 3 minutes 31.
Have you found another one?
Yeah, I don't know if it's the same. But...
sometimes they're slightly different. And then after that you can find Rihanna. What's the one I like? Well, I like a lot of Rihanna's. What's that one I always like? Where Have You Been?
Oh yeah, I like that.
This is in a different key.
Hmm?
This is in a different key.
Sorry, it's not perfect for you, man.
No, it is. It's just in a different key. Oh, it says it on this one.
Like a
I like this song. You can gather I like it. How long is that microwave been on for? I'm going to wash that out in a minute. I'm now going to clatter around.
Microwave?
Yeah.
Who said you were going to wash it out?
I am going to wash it out, but...
Washing
up here.
I don't know.
Dylan, why have I got a dishwasher? Well, I wash all the saucepans up.
I washed everything up yesterday. I couldn't be off to put it in the dishwasher. So I just sort of washed it out.
This is another version of it, isn't it? Oh, I've never heard this one.
It's because this one has people upload songs of them doing it.
With a room full of laughs, she says.
It's a boy.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, I think so. It's a boy on the picture. Right, can I get my fidget out?
Yeah. Can you just find Rihanna? Where have you been?
Oh, yeah.
It's quite a nice version, actually. I don't normally listen to other people's versions, cover versions, because I think they're shit.
Wait, I don't.
That's that again. That's the first one.
Oh. I hate this stuff.
What are you bothering me for? There's a room full of mm's. What are you bothering me for? Won't you sing along? And there's a room full of niggers. Yes! Shut up, Lammy.
Not mine, Lammy. It's been in 43 minutes. Okay. The chicken.
Maybe alright. I don't know how long mine's been in, though.
Oh, yeah?
I think it's been in about 10.
I think it's been about 10,
yeah. So if I know it's when it's been 73 minutes.
Then you'll know. You'll know. Those vegetables won't burn.
No, they won't be burned. You can't.
No, it looks
burn.
It. Okay. Huh?
You can't really burn seam stuff.
No, not this stuff.
Mean on the chicken?
Yeah. Mm.
Oh. Okay, let's get cracking. I've got to... You can put that Rihanna song on for me. Yeah. Fireball. Just going to put these saucepans away from yesterday. They are sat in my draining board all day, audio boo.
Yes,
it's last night when I washed them up. Oh, that great big knife. I put that there. And I'll put it facing upwards so I can cut my hand right off. This is the wrong version.
It's not.
Oh, okay. It missed the beginning again then. Somewhere.
good job you can't see me all over. I'm shaking a knife in the air. It's only because Roland's where I want to pass, and I don't want to pass him.
She's trying to threaten me with it.
No, I'm not.
Is there all blood in the bottom there? Or is it oil?
Where?
In the bottom of this little silver thing.
What colour is it?
What?
It's probably oil. It's not like blood colour, is it?
No.
No, you've done it in, it said 30, 35 minutes, and you've done it for 43, so...
No,
I'm always looking at them in the window.
They are.
I'm not even
excited about them. You want potato?
You're not having it, Annie.
How's your tongue?
I'm a little bit tough.
You've got a touch of flat pepper on them. Where are you getting that knife?
Just waving it about.
Oh, what are you supposed to
be doing with it? Put it in the way.
Come on,
cross it. Because it was the first time I ever heard it. And then when I came home, it had been released as the next single, and I heard it all the time. I listened to her CD on the plane instead of watching a film.
I would watch the film.
Wow, that's really strong. Bloody hell. And I wonder if we finished the black pepper.
I know, that's toasty. No, like,
it's not much in this dishwasher.
Well, I just did because there's quite a few plates in there.
I know. I'm not complaining.
Right, there you go. And the peas are there.
Thanks. Someone can please be loving all night long. I'm everywhere, I'm in love for you, babe. Searching for you, babe. Searching for you, babe. I love that song.
You're so sad.
I know. Don't cry. Is this someone else's shitty version now? Probably no shittier than mine.
Well, it's not people that think. It's people that do remixes of them as well. I don't know. How long this bit carries?
It's like those ones you buy already cut up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a
master of bass. Imagine what time it is. Probably about 8:30.
20 to 9.
Oh, we only 13 again. Oh well.
We always have a time.
We've enjoyed it. We've had fun cooking it. I have.
There's some of the bits left over there.
All right, thanks. I've had a good fun cooking it because I had company and I was really quite weary and I thought I was really dreading doing the dinner, but I've had some nice company. Thank you very much for it and for your help.
Thank you. Upstairs smells nice.
Does it? Yeah, I know, yeah. It does actually.
Did you smell it?
No, I smelled the one down here actually. No. Okay. What flavour is that one down here?
I don't understand. It just says carrot.
Yeah. Swinging up, that one's really nice. I reckon about 9 o'clock that fish pie should be done. What a time to have your dinner, still, I don't care. Better late than never. Now, so they say.
That is food. Not that was cereal.
Yeah. At least it's not just shoved in the microwave yet. There's nothing wrong with that. You can't do anything else. No. I'm
feeding
the dogs. I fed them late this morning, so
it doesn't
really matter about feeding them tonight. Mm-hmm.
Well,
mine's done
now.
Alright, bye bye, phone. My music's going, everyone. You'll be pleased to hear. And then I'll pick up with my singing. Yeah. Dwayne's home.
No.
Okay. Folks, you're just left with me now. Put my phone up. Oh shit, I pressed a button. I don't know what I did then. I think it was the volume. I'm just going to put that up. Where did you put the peas?
Oh,
for goodness sake.
Right, they're just there.
Okay.
The veg is there.
Where's the veg?
There's quite a bit.
I'm going to try a bit of this pepper. Nice.
It's nice, isn't it? Nice.
Very nice. Right, washing up time. Most of it's going to get shoved in the dishwasher, but not all. Laters, chubby boy. I'm going to eat all that and you're not going to waste it. Because I won't be very amused. Come down and say, oh, I was too full. Because sometimes when you cook something yourself,
No, it happens a lot.
It does. It happens to me, but I usually win through and eat it. I must admit.
Yeah, well, I don't
know. No, you don't.
Right, later.
Later, Shabby. Right. I'm just loading up dishwasher with all the dirty bits and pieces, which isn't really actually that much. Just a load of cutlery and cheese grater, the thing he cooked his, the plastic bowl that he cooked his corn on the cob in the, they were fresh corn on the cob, but you could do them in the microwave. Ow, my thumb stopped bleeding, but it's really sore. I've just got something in it, I think, like pepper or something. Ow. It's that bloody barbecue brush, I hate that thing, it's got like wire bristles on it. Oh no, I don't want to do that. I want to get the washing up bowl back in. Washing up bowl. I'll try not to talk while I'm doing this up because there's nothing more annoying when you're trying to listen to what someone's saying, and I know this, I've done this as well, and you can't hear what they're saying because whatever else they're doing is making too much noise. Quite lonely without the music and without war. Anyway, we often have our dinner late, and no one's got a problem with that, actually. I hate having dinner early. I'm not one of these people that can have my dinner at 6 o'clock, because then I'll be hungry by bedtime. That's the trouble. Connor! Connor is a notorious wind-up in this family. Well, when it comes to Ronan. Ronan can do his fair share of winding, it has to be said. I won't. Can I lie there? That I won't. Oh, no. I can go back in now. Cutlery. All these clean cactuses can be put away. Dog bowls. I'll do them in a second. I just want to get the dirty stuff put away first. This is all stuff for the recycling. Tins. Tins and black pepper thing, the black pepper pot. We get through so much mustard and black pepper, and actually red pepper in this house as well. Right, successfully filled the sink up, it was quiet. I'm just washing out the thing that contained the fish, because otherwise if it goes in the recycling thing like that, the foxes will have an absolute field day, and they'll get all my rubbish out, which is not a joke. When that happens, it's very annoying, believe me. Ooh, this water's quite hot. And I'm just washing out the potato saucepan. I'll wash it and then I'll rinse it in a minute. Put that over there. I'm doing the colander. You really want a running commentary, I'm sure. I hate running commentary. I'm going to do the microwave in a minute. Before I put the rinsing water in. I have to wash up and rinse as well. Okay. That's the colander. That's a disgusting jug that I made my sauce in. Now, I could put that in the microwave. I could put all this in the microwave, but saucepans and that just take up too much room, and then you can't fit much else in there. So I always wash up my saucepans. I've got to wash up the steamer, but I'm going to do that in a separate issue. Okay, that's that done now. I'm just going to idea. And the steamer that can be unplugged, actually. Microwave, you need a wash. You do. Let's just put the plate into the sink. I've got a sponge just to wipe it out. It's just a bit mucky inside. And you get lots of people using it. To get a lot of crap in there. But it's not that bad, I just wash it off with a washing up liquid. It just needs a little bit of a wash with a sponge. It'll come up as good as new. I've got the window open in here and it's actually just felt a breeze come through. Wash the top of it. That's kind of the hardest part to reach, it's awkward. Doesn't usually get that bad. Obi went out to get some cigarettes and he hasn't come back yet. think he's had a bit of a difficult day. What with that business, which we haven't sorted out yet. I haven't really talked about it since he came home, because as soon as he got in... Hello? You all right? Dinner's in the oven. Connor?
I'm hungry now.
Oh, that's good. It's a good job you're not hungry yet. You're going to make my water all cold.
How do you need it?
It doesn't matter. I'm going to empty it again in a minute anyway. But you could go a little bit easy on it. You're on audio boo, by the way. Me and Roy did a big audio boo of us cooking the dinner. And it took me 20 minutes to upload it. Because I'm sad like that.
Yep.
I'm very sad. That looks a bit better than it did.
It was absolutely disgusting in there.
Well, fine.
He went down to get some cigarettes and he hasn't come back. See you later. I'll give him a ring in a minute. See why he's probably sitting down somewhere trying to get a bit of peace. But he didn't have a very good day, I don't think. What with one thing and another. And I shouted at him when he came home. I didn't mean to. I don't normally discuss things like this on audio, but I'm not a dragon, but sometimes people who can see have got this habit. If they want to show you something, Ronan does it as a joke, and I'm always shouting at him for it, because he puts his fingers in my face. They've done it, him and his cousin Joseph do things like that. They do it to people who can see, but the difference is, when you can see it coming, so you can avoid it. I'm just putting the little stand, turntable stand back in. When you can't see it coming, you can't. And so when Ronan does it to me, when something touches you in the face, you automatically jerk your head back, and sometimes you can hurt your neck. And I said, please don't, and I shouted, I said, don't do that. He does touch it underneath my nose, he flicks it, and Joseph does it, my nephew was 18. And, you know, as I say, they do it to people who can see, which is fine, because they can see it coming. But I can't, and then anyway, Obi doesn't do just stupid things like that. But what he did do is, Ronan took this cake out of the freezer that he bought for his birthday. It was a chocolate fudge cake, and he didn't like it. So it was left in the microwave since last night. I don't know if I've put that on properly. I think I have. It was left in the microwave since last night, so I took it out. Obi took it out, actually, put something else in there when he got in. And what happened? I said, you can have that if you want. Ronan doesn't want it. And then Ronan said it's too sugary, which is a miracle for him to say something's too sugary. And I said, oh, I thought it smelled all right. I don't like sweet things. And Obi went to shove it under my nose for me to smell it without telling me he was going to do that. And the plate touched my nose, under my nose, between my nose and my top lip. Well, because I didn't know what it was, it made me really jump and it made me pull my neck back. And I said, Dad, don't do that. So, I think I might have offended him. I didn't mean to. But people don't understand. You know, if I could do it to them, I wouldn't want to, but if I could do it to them, then they'd see how, you know, it's really unpleasant when you jerk your neck back, because it's an automatic reaction if someone touches you in the face like that. You can't help it. And just rinsing the things we washed up a minute ago. What have I done with my sponge? I hope I haven't left it in the microwave. What have I done with it? Oh, I can't find a washing up sponge. I've got two of them as well. Can't find either of them. All the cloths. Oh, life, it's probably in the sink. But it's underneath the bowl. Okay, I can do this with my hands. Oh, I think I might have offended him. The other sponge, that's not the one I used though, because it's cold. And it wouldn't be cold because I just used it. Maybe it'll end up in someone's dinner. Okay. Some more water for the steamer now. Just gonna wash up the steamer. Before I wash it up, I have to empty the water from the bottom of it. Empty the water out. wash this and rinse it as I go along, so I don't have to do it in two installments. If I don't let the water get too full, I can wash it in the sink and then I can rinse it under the tap. Only thing is the water's boiling, so I've got to be a bit careful. Okay. The lid down. I run out of space in this rack. That's the lid. Now I'm going to do the water container, the one that collects the water when it's steamed, that is, next. But the steamers don't get dirty, you don't just need really rinsing anyway. But sugar. That's it. Mm. I just like to rinse that with a bit of cold water. I don't want bubbles and soap in our vegetables next time. That's it. Baskets to do now. Well, I can't do all of them because some of them just got vegetables, but this one, actually this one hasn't been used, but even so, I'll wash it. Rinse it. There. And there now, what's next? Oh, I'm just going to wash the bottom of the steamer out. I don't want soap in there. Don't submerge that, obviously, because it is okay. That's it. Oh, there's my other sponge. It's not going to end up in someone's dinner. It's just on the water, of course. Where else? Where else? Where else? Now, what else is there to wash? I don't think there's anything at the moment. No, they're all done. Ron said he's going to wash the sides down for me, but they're not even dirty, really. But I haven't finished dishing up the dinner or the dog's dinner, so let's do the dog's dinner. Let's do the dinner next. Now, Lammy's got some biscuit left from the morning, but you can have that and some meat, which I will mix in with a fork. You can eat this turkey food. If you don't like it, I'll give it to Niall in the morning. And there you go. There you go, Oliver. There you go. Good boy. Bon appetit. I'll just wash out the tinfoil carton. I suppose I should recycle these, but again, I don't because I want to get rid of the smell of it, I don't think, and the foxes will have it all right, but I'll wash it because I don't want my bin to smell of it either. Okay, put the fork in the dishwasher. Niall's dish. And I've just got the cats to feed, but I don't feed them until quite late because I don't want them to come in too early and then they won't stay in. If you know what I mean. When I feed them at night, they don't. I shut their door and they don't go out again. But I might take my phone and do it. But I've got a pocket on this pocket I'm wearing, and that's nice. Let's give Niall his tablet. Okay. I think I've got fed till about 11:15 this morning. It's meant to get every 12 hours, but it's as near as the limit. Who's that pulling up outside? Oops, good stuff. Good work. I've just dropped one of these tablets. As long as that's all I did drop, I'm just going to make sure I didn't drop any tablets on the floor. That wouldn't be good because they're quite strong anti-seizure tablets. Now, Niall, come. Okay.
and let you know what the dinner was like when I was eating it. I'll let you know the verdict. I'm just putting my arms. What time it is, and I'm gonna see where Obi's got to. See you in a little while. Okay, I just called him, and he is at the co-op. He's got a friend that works there, he's a security guard, so he's just gone down to see him and got talking. That's okay. I think this is probably ready to be dished up now. I've got my phone in my pocket, so I hope it's not rustling too much. Still warm from the dishwasher, so we need to warm them. This infamous fish pie. Three plates. Here's the vegetables. Now, I'm just going to get a big spoon. I think I'm going to dish up the vegetables first, for the simple reason the spoon's going to get messed up with the fish pie. Okay. First of all, there's a little bit of vegetables and romans that he didn't eat, so we'll all have a small spoonful of that. About a tablespoonful, I suppose. Spoonful for Connor, and one spoonful for Odie, and one spoonful for me, and another spoonful for Odie, and another spoonful for Connor, and another spoonful for me, but I'm going to be really crude. Tip them on because I've got no liquid in them, and there, that's it. Now, oven time. Let's see if this is done. It should be. I use a tea towel to get my stuff out the oven. Just going to put that. Oh, I forgot I haven't washed up the trays that I've been using. Oven trays. But I will do that in a minute. Well, I've eaten my dinner, probably. You finished yours, lamb? Good boy. Right, I'll stand back from the oven now because it's not my little bit of coffee beat this dinner first. Oh, it has. I can tell. I'm eating all my biscuit from the morning. Because, okay, here we go. Now stand back because it's going to give you a blast of air. I'm used to it, I know when not to breathe. It's nice and golden brown. Okay, I'll let that stay on for a while. I'll turn it off actually, but let the fan cool it down. Listen. I don't know if you heard that sound. It's Chief Wackaboo at the window. Okay. Here we go. It's not the easiest thing to dish up. It's not the most difficult either, but ow, it's got a big crust on the top. And it's not too easy to break it. I think I'm going to do it with a knife. I'll cut round it with a knife first. It smells nice. It smells very nice. Cut across it with a knife. Cross it that way because I've got cheese on the top, you see. should lift easier now. This is for me. Use the knife to scrape some off. That's my plate. There you go. Off the spoon, I mean. Let me just have a taste with my knife. Mmm, very nice. That's the next person's. Probably just trying to get it equal. Well, I have a bit less than them, but. There's no other way than to feel with your hands when you can't see how much you've dished out to each person. There's just no other way in terms of the pile on each plate. It's very hot though. Who's got the least so far? I'd say they're all about the same. Okay. Another spoonful over here. I'm going to eat one. I'm not waiting for anybody. Connor said he's not hungry yet. Obi's not back. I should put one in the microwave and one on the grill. Just eating a bit of the cheese topping. Very nice. Got the least, this end one. I think I'm gonna put some more in this direction. It's very filling, actually. I think I'm gonna have that one that's got the least on it, actually. I think they're all about the same now, but I'm just scraping the bottom of the thing out now. Around this way. Not to this side more easily. Tell because some piles are higher and some are spread out more. I actually think my one is flatter, but it looks more, but it isn't. last scrape of the spoonful, I will go around it with a spoon and eat it. Or I'll let someone else do it. Now that one, has that got more? No, I really don't know. I wouldn't like to say. I think I'm going to try it if I wait. Let's feel them. That one. They feel about the same. They're all about the same, to be honest. They are all about the same. Connor! I'm just going to get a spoon and scrape this. Try it out before I put it into soak. It may be a bit uncouth, but why not? It makes it easier to clean. That spoon's too big to put in my mouth, believe it or not. So I'm just going to quickly do that before I upload this. I'll probably be full up before I start. Very nice. To eat, yeah? Put it in now. Put some water in it. It'll come clean really easily. There. That's a soak. Now, I've got Connor's in the microwave. Obi's been there. Keep on. And I will have mine at the table. Get my before. Fork. Anyone else, but I have to have matching knives and forks. I can't bear to have odd ones. Now I'll take this through. Now I'm not going to eat and, you know, boo at the same time. I'm just going to sit down at the table. Connor!
Okay, folks, I'll speak to you all later.